Yeah, it's Telecine or Telecine is that was part of my job at the TV station. I loaded films, had 35 millimeter slides. Videotape machines were 2-inch, and again, that's several years ago. Now is now it's all computer, and they run multiple channels. I started in broadcasting, and actually at one time I sold broadcast equipment. I sold TV equipment to TV stations, and then things went digital, tape machines, and actually everything I sold is now on eBay as antique equipment. When TV stations buy stuff, usually it's a great big computer system. So it's all automated instead of the equipment that, you know, I used to sell tape machines and type-based correctors, and that stuff isn't hardly even used anymore.
Yes, N9KXR. I think we're both kind of walking antiques, if truth be known. And it's funny what you say about eBay. I see things on there, or I'll go through a retail store, and the very rock and roll I used to listen to as a kid, now being piped through the PA system as shopping music. So it is very unique and gives you an interesting perspective. Real quick, is Big Rapids, I believe, is it south of Reed City?
Yes, it is. It's 15, 20 minutes. My wife's family was from Reed City. Her uncle, great uncle, had a big hardware store and was the first model Ford dealership. He was a farm implement dealer and also was a Ford dealer. He used to ship them in on a flatbed on a railroad.
No, that is fascinating. Walking encyclopedia of knowledge. It's really, really neat to reflect on nowadays. Tube Light, of course, is the aluminum extruder is up in Reed City, and really continues to employ a lot of people. They moved the corporate office down to, I believe, Grand Rapids, and I've been through the Reed City plant many times. I primarily sold Tube Light storefront materials and entrances for 30 years of the 37 I was doing that.